WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station is getting its first business where you can drive through to buy a mixed drink or a cup of beer. It's part of a conditional use permit approved on a split vote by the city council. Business owner Tyler Stevenson was asked how that works.
Well, as per TABC law, the only person ordering is the only person we have to ID. Any other people in the car, as long as we don't, if they don't ask us a question, we don't ID them per se. Now, if we're in a car and they say, I want to try this, I want to try that, we have to card everyone in the vehicle.
Blanche Brick failed in her attempt to block alcohol sales in the drive-thru.
For me, the operative word is that you have to walk into other places to get the alcohol and walk out. Here, you don't. You can drive through.
Voting with Brick was Carl Mooney, who told Stevenson the nature of his business makes drinking and driving that much more likely. The ink is dry on the contract extension for the Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp.
The five-year extension allows Sharp to stay until 2020 with the option of an automatic renewal through 2025 unless he or the Board of Regents give written notice in 2019. Sharp's base salary rises from $507,000 to $900,000 a year. He will also receive another $200,000 as a retention bonus, and the amount of Sharp's deferred compensation was raised from $150,000 to $200,000 a year. The $1.3 million in total compensation, according to figures provided by the A&M system, would move Sharp from fourth to second among his peers in the state, behind UT Chancellor William McRaven at $1.9 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Following the November election, Art Hughes will step down after two terms as a Bryan City Councilman. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Hughes was asked what qualities he wants in his successor.
I feel very strongly that anyone serving on council needs to understand that the city staff, the city manager and his staff, are the ones that really manage the city. The city council gives direction. We're really more of a legislative body than a management team.
Hughes says the city has the right staff in place to execute what the council wants. Those who drive Boonville Road and William Joel Bryan Parkway are being told to pay attention to reduce speed limits. Speeds on FM 158 between Miramont and Villa Maria went down 5 miles per hour as of this morning. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports enforcement will be in effect before noon. A member of the second generation of the Bluebell family has died. Chairman Emeritus Ed Cruzy was 87. His funeral service is Saturday afternoon at 2 at Brenham High School. The 1949 graduate of Texas A&M went to work at Bluebell full-time 2 years later and worked full-time for 42 years. After his retirement in 1993, he continued as chairman of the board until last year. Keep Brazos Beautiful held its annual awards luncheon yesterday. Winners were announced in 9 categories. That included 2 homeowners associations. The Emerald Forest HOA was recognized for recycling 60,000 pounds of recyclable materials. And the Copperfield HOA was awarded for attractive landscaping and their Yard of the Month program. A list of all the winners is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Making about 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging services, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Partly to mostly sunny and rather warm for today. High temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tonight. We could see an isolated shower overnight. Lows near 70. Tomorrow, partial sunshine with a chance for a shower or two in the morning. Highs will be 90 to 95. It's partly cloudy and 65 to 70 tomorrow night. A look ahead to Saturday has sunshine in the forecast, a few clouds, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit and break down some of the X's and O's with A&M football and their offensive coordinator Jake Spavital heading into the Arkansas game. A&M soccer kicks off more league play against South Carolina tonight and a resolution of sorts with the John Jay football players and what exactly their punishment is going to be. We'll have that and a whole lot more coming up in sports at 6:50.
Plus, all sorts of really neat things for you to do when you have spare time in your office today, because after all, it's just a job. If you happen to have inside work, like we do, let you know. Big news from the Pope. Big news from the Pope. I'm just telling you. That hasn't been reported very much, but we've got it for you today.
Oh, good, because now you have me curious.
Yeah, because you know what? Being curious about his visit here is pretty difficult to do.
The way it's covered?
Yeah, I think we pretty much saw it all. So, at least four space rocks are expected to pass close by the Earth now through the 28th of September. This is the one we thought about. This is asteroid 212 TT5. Remember that? That's one of them. Expected to fly past at almost 4.6 million miles away, which for us is a really close brush in the world of astronomical stuff. We also have the last blood moon lunar eclipse, the ongoing tetrid, that's a series of four lunar eclipses that occur over a six-month period. According to the prophecies of a few famous end-time preachers, this all amounts basically to the breaking and opening of the sixth seal, the one that spins the ball on its nose, causing
that was so bad.
Thank you. Causing earthquakes and other disasters. Because we got a lunar eclipse Sunday night, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is Sunday
yeah.
night. So anyway, right. so it
9 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah. So all that is put together, and then there's a dude in San Antonio who's a preacher who says it's going to end on the 28th.
Well, then you know it won't.
Yeah. What's the Monday. Well, you know, but that's okay, because, I mean, if the Aggies win, then we'll all die with them undefeated, which would be, which is really what's really important.
That's a good way to spend eternity.
Yeah.
You're in rare form, my friend.
Thank you.
Rare form.
We got a lot of info. Nation.
And if somebody's born after the 28th, it doesn't matter if you forgot their birthday.
Can you imagine being the preacher who finally gets that right?
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. I'm the blind squirrel that found the nut.
I'm the one. Or I'm the nut who found the squirrel. How's that?
Those are the insides.
That's a little closer to right, unfortunately. Yeah.
Treat your staff to a unique corporate meeting experience. Messina Hoff Winery offers event planning, venues, award-winning wines, food, and more. Call Messina Hoff Winery today to see what we can do for you. 778-9463, extension 234.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so let me see. We're at the, it is the 24th. It's Thursday. It's day 267. We got 98 of them to go. Today is National Cherries Jubilee Day.
I like Cherries Jubilee.
Really?
It's good.
Okay. I don't know that I have either.
That was my mom's fancy dessert.
Oh. You sure it was just Cool Whip and strawberries?
No, it was ice cream and strawberries. And when it was very, very important we had guests over, she'd set it on fire.
Whoa. Fire?
Fire's cool when you're like seven. That was coolest dessert ever.
It's Energize Day. This is always the day after the autumnal equinox. Energize Day. National Teach Ag Day. And
we do that every day here. We celebrate all the time.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we teach ags. And National Punctuation Day.
Full stop.
Yeah. Still don't know what to do with a semicolon, but you know.
I do. I use it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
And people look at you and you go, what the heck?
That's a very popular tattoo now, too.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Well, what does that signify? Can we ask that on the radio?
Yeah, it means that you need to take a pause. When your life is going haywire and things have gotten kind of crazy, then you get a semicolon tattoo and a pause. I won't go into detail because it would be uncool, but there's somebody up here that has one. I will tell you that.
Let me see. I need to take it easy. Let me just go and put a needle in my skin and put ink under it. Okay.
Oh, I'm so ready to relax right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Tattoo therapy. It's a thing. Look it up.
There are a lot of things out there. But just because it's got a name, it doesn't mean it's right. All right. So anyway, we got birthdays.
Yeah, we do. Ben Platt is 22 years old.
Who?
From Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Lucas is 30. She was in Gotham and Cloverfield. Stephanie McMahon from the WWE, the heir apparent to the company, yeah, is 39. Not made up. She's actually the daughter of the guy that owns it. Neil Vandalos is 53 from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Kevin Sorbo, the guy that played Hercules and was in Andromeda, is 57. Gordon Clapp from NYPD Blue is 67. And Mean Joe Green, NFL Hall of Famer from, if I'm not mistaken, Temple, Texas, is 69.
Okay. My computer just froze.
Oh, no.
No, I mean my right computer.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's
the big one.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So, yeah, we may be talking a while. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know if you need me to come down.
Yeah, you do. No doubt about that. That part we're for sure. But, we have half birthdays.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do. It's R. Lee Ermey is 71 and a half today.
He's awesome.
Full Metal Jacket and really kind of made a career out of that.
Well, I think we talked about this last time, mm-hmm, but he wasn't supposed to be in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, no?
No, okay. That was supposed to be Nick Nolte. No, not Nick Nolte. Gary Busey.
Really?
And Gary Busey wigged out.
I know.
That's a giant surprise.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
And they had hired Ermey to teach Busey kind of, what to do. And so he went and did a couple takes, and they went, he'll do.
Yeah. Well, he says, is this all you got to do to be an actor?
Yeah. Right.
Louis Anderson, 62 and a half. Robert Carradine is 61 and a half. Steve Ballmer, former Microsoft CEO, is 59 and a half and really rich.
Yeah.
Laura Flynn Boyle turns sideways and sticks her tongue out. She looks like a zipper. She's 45.
Yep.
Jim Parsons from Houston, Texas, is 42 and a half.
From Alan Parsons Project?
No. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I understand. Peyton Manning, 39 and a half. And Jessica Chastain is 38 and a half. And that's it. Oh, we're in good shape. Oh, good. Now we can continue with the show.
Yay!
I don't have to fill anymore.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So as to be expected, the Washington Free Beacon reported yesterday that multiple senior Iranian officials have vowed in recent weeks to violate the recently inked nuclear accord that aims to constrain the Islamic Republic's contested nuclear enrichment program, according to multiple comments by top Iranian leaders. So you've got Iranian leaders like President Hassan Rouhani, who have said that Iran has, quote, no intention of abiding by a UN Security Council resolution that addresses the Iran deal and restricts Iran's rogue activities. Free Beacon goes on to report that Iran's foreign minister said the nation, quote, can violate UN measures without repercussions. I think Donald Trump was right when he said that America's run by pretty stupid people.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. You know, September is a great month to let some light in with roller shades from our friends at Blinds.com. Roller shades are an inexpensive way to make a dramatic improvement to a room. Blinds.com has them in a variety of solid patterns and designer prints. Now, you can choose from solar, blackout, light filtering materials to get the perfect mix of light and privacy for your home. Just go to Blinds.com right now. You get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, free design consultation, and prices far lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Adidas is launching a three-year research program to develop soccer cleats that can be repeatedly recycled amid growing concern that the world's rise in garment consumption is hurting the environment. The German sports gear company says it will assemble experts from a variety of industries to develop a super material that can be used for sports gear. Just in time for its U.S. launch next week, Samsung says its new mobile payment service has processed more than $30 million worth of transactions in its first month in South Korea, a level of adoption the company says is beyond its expectations. Samsung Pay competes directly with Apple Pay and offerings from Google. As regional airlines struggle to attract and retain pilots, a unit of closely held TransStates Holdings has offered sweeter terms to the 500 pilots at its TransStates Airlines unit that flies for United, Continental, and American Airlines Group. The contract extension lifts hourly rates to $35.81 from about $25 now. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. For quite some time now, people have been manipulating their body in terms of plastic surgery or any number of things, piercings, tattoos, things of that nature. Well, let's say for the moment that you could play God, or speed up evolution, depending on what side of the debate you're on. If you could make one little tweak in the human body, what would you do? What would you improve? Well, in a discussion thread I found online, here's what people would like to change if they could. Teeth that keep regrowing or regenerating when they've been chipped or rotten. Ears that shut like your eyes do. Think about that next time you go swimming. For the ladies, the ability to control ovulation. I think that goes pretty much without explanation. A drain valve for your sinuses, which living in the Brazos Valley, in my opinion, is absolutely brilliant. And eyes that can zoom in. And finally, let's just say this next one is for the guys. The men would like a more protective nature to their wedding tackle. If you could evolve with one new thing, what would it be? I like the idea of your ears being able to shut like your eyes do. I think that's really cool. But I think mine would more than likely be something regenerative for your joints, something along the lines of a shark. Because as it stands right now, I can pretty much tell you when it's going to rain. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was in there just the other day as a woman was picking up a brand new piece that she actually had made to celebrate her time at Texas A&M. Beautifully crafted and a custom piece that will be handed down in her family for years. You can get custom jewelry or costume jewelry and everything in between at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Now, 92 today. Winds will be out of the east, so that'll be okay. Northeasterly winds tonight and down to about 70, so should be pleasant. Tomorrow, about the same deal and even a little cooler at night. Friday night, we're looking at a low of 67. So for out for football or whatever, that's an okay thing. About 90s and 70s all the way through Monday. Unfortunately, just not much chance that we're going to get any precipitation, which, again, is badly needed. Right now, the winds are calm, 73% relative humidity, and we've got 68 out there.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Everyone knows how important networking is to their career, and yet most people don't do a particularly good job of it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
Everyone who has a job has heard about the importance of networking.
Yeah, networking's been around a long time, but it's been practiced badly, or the people don't understand it. And the reason for that is that we don't teach this in colleges and universities. We give kids bachelor's degrees in marketing. They don't have a clue how to network, and they totally confuse networking with direct selling.
Ivan Meisner, author of the book Networking Like a Pro.
You know, you go to a business mixer, somebody walks up to you and says, "Hi, my name is John. You know, we should be doing business." And they try to sell rather than build relationships. Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating professional relationships with other people and developing trust. People refer people they know and trust.
How do you build those relationships? Ivan says it's basically a three-step process called VCP.
It stands for visibility, credibility, profitability. You first have to be visible in the community. People have to know who you are and what you do. Then you have to establish credibility. Credibility is where people know who you are, they know what you do, and they know you're good at it. And only when you've gotten to credibility can you get to profitability, where people know who you are, they know what you do, they know you're good at it, and they're willing to pass referrals to you on an ongoing reciprocal basis. Where networking goes bad is when people try to jump ahead.
Jumping ahead is tempting because effective networking takes time. How much time?
It varies by profession, but as a rule, we tell people you're looking at 6 months or more.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Now on file is the contract extension for the Texas A&M University System Chancellor, John Sharp.
Total compensation doubles for Sharp from $657,000 to $1.3 million a year, according to figures from the A&M system that moves Sharp past Texas Tech and Houston to second among his in-state peers, behind UT Chancellor William McRaven at $1.9 million. Sharp's base salary rises from $507,000 to $900,000, and his deferred compensation increases from $150,000 to $200,000 a year. The new contract adds an annual retention bonus of $200,000 after he passes his anniversary date. Starting his fifth year as chancellor, Sharp agreed to a five-year extension. None of his 13 predecessors have held the post for 10 years. The longest to serve was Jack Williams, who stepped down in 1979 after 8 years and 4 months. Unless Sharp or the Board of Regents gives written notice in 2019, the contract has an automatic rollover through 2025. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station is getting its first business where you don't have to get out of your car to buy a mixed drink or cup of beer. The city council this week granted a conditional use permit following a split vote. Mayor Nancy Berry, who voted for the permit, was among those asking business owner Tyler Stevenson questions of how drive-through customers are checked.
So if he comes up and asks for four drinks and there's four people in the car, you card everyone, even though he says it's four for me?
Yeah, that's what we would card everyone if he ordered four drinks and there are four people in the car. There's other circumstances like that.
Carl Mooney seconded Blanche Brick's motion to block alcohol sales in the drive-thru.
You're talking about a very thin piece of plastic, all right, that is easily removable, can easily be torn in any variety of ways. Share it with everybody else who's drinking. You've created an atmosphere and an opportunity for drinking while you're driving.
Steve Aldrich was part of the 4-2 majority approving the permit as proposed.
I don't see that there is a real significant reason for us to limit someone who has an entrepreneurial idea that is based upon the ability to be able to have something other than a prepackaged drink, a drink of your choice, mixed.
The permit also received the unanimous support of the Planning and Zoning Commission. As Bryan's mayor pro tem wraps up a term limited 6 years on the city council, Art Hughes told listeners on WTAW's The Infomaniacs his successor should let city staff implement the policies approved by the governing body.
Well, you have to put the right people in the right places. And I personally think that we have that right now. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's exactly what the doctor ordered, but I think we've got a very good staff. City Council can take the credit for putting those staff members in place. But as far as the operation of the city day to day, we rely very heavily on the city manager and his staff.
Hughes feels very strongly that the city council gives direction and the staff manages the day-to-day affairs. Beginning this morning, the speed limit is going down on a portion of a main highway in Bryan. The TxDOT district office says the speed limit has been reduced 5 miles per hour on FM 158 or William Joel Bryan in Boonville between Villa Maria and Miramont. The new speed limits will be changed and enforced before noon. That means the speed limit between Villa Maria and Austin's Colony will become 40 and from Austin's Colony to Miramont will be 50. This is the 35th year of the Keep Brazos Beautiful organization. Recognition at yesterday's annual awards luncheon included recognition of KBB founders Dorothy and Jack Miller. This year's recipient of the Miller Youth Award is a kindergarten student at College Hills Elementary. 5-year-old Emerson King asked that her friends provide gift cards for her birthday so she could donate them to KBB towards ongoing landscaping and gardening efforts. A photo of Emerson and the list of all the winners are on our website at WTAW.com. A second-generation member of the Bluebell ice cream family, who spent 74 years with the company, has died. Bluebell officials have announced the death of Ed Cruzy. For the last year, the 87-year-old was chairman emeritus of the company. Before that, he was chairman for 27 years, and before that, he spent 18 years as president. His full-time career at Bluebell began in 1951, 2 years after graduating from Texas A&M with a bachelor's degree in dairy management. Current dean of the College of Agriculture, Dr. Mark Hussey, who knew Cruzy, described him as a visionary in the agriculture and food industry, a friend to his community, and a devoted supporter of the college. Ed Cruzy first worked for his father at Bluebell at the age of 13 when he wrapped ice cream sandwiches by hand. His funeral service is Saturday afternoon at 2 at Brenham High School. When you head to the State Fair of Texas, leave your selfie stick at home. The fair joins numerous museums, amusement parks, concerts, and sports venues that have barred them for safety and nuisance reasons. The fair starts Friday and runs through October 18th. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Tailgating Texans and football aficionados alike, choose Tom Light Chevrolet. It's early truck month at Tom Light, but it's never too early for tremendous savings on the most rugged, dependable truck this side of the gridiron, Chevy Silverado. Come in for closeout deals and drive out with Chevy's best-selling full-size pickup and the envy of tailgaters everywhere. Trade in your old truck at Tom Light Chevrolet, your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. We'll give you a cash offer on the spot. Walk away with the cash or put it down on your new Silverado. We have more amazing deals than there are meats on your grill. And during early truck month, the savings are even sweeter than your famous homemade barbecue sauce. With our amazing selection and uncomparable service, you can almost taste the savory Silverado savings. That's why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Tailgate time is here at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower very late tonight. Lows near 70. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow. Any showers will end in the morning if we see any. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70 for the low. Partial sunshine as we get the weekend started Saturday. Highs 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you can, you know, keep them guessing on if it's going to be run pass, it's definitely going to help you.
That's Coach Spavital on the run pass balance at Texas A&M. We'll have more on that. A&M soccer kicks off tonight in South Carolina. We'll have more there as well. Major League Baseball, of course, that pennant race between the Rangers and the Astros still very, very close. And more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
So the Pope's in America. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, I heard that.
Do you think he has like an Adidas jogging suit or anything? I mean, you know.
No,
because the only time you see him, he's wearing his vestments, and, you know, he can't be wearing those all the time.
He's a Pope of the people, so my guess is if he does, he got it from a Goodwill or something.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, at some point, he's just got to hang, right? I mean, you just got to chill a little bit.
He got dry fit Under Armour underneath.
I'm just thinking, you can't just kind of hang out wearing all that stuff, you know?
So when the pontiff is kicking around the Vatican, is that
right,
what you're...
Exactly. I mean, what's he wearing?
Does he put on the jogging shorts?
Something like that. I mean, just, I have no clue. Just wonder. Maybe, you know, crush velour. I don't know. Something like that.
Golly.
Anyway.
Oh, the things that occupy your mind.
You're right. Got a little political, he did yesterday during some brief comments at the White House touching on climate change, immigration, and religious liberty. And they did put Marco Rubio in his spot. Have to ask him about the Pope's politics because, you know, and he said, you know, he's infallible when he sits on the chair. But when he starts getting into politics, he's getting into politics.
Hmm.
So I thought that was maybe a brave thing to do, but I kind of, you know.
So in pleasant company, we've broken two rules.
What?
We're talking politics and we're talking religion.
Yeah, religion, really. Hello? Hello? Wait. So, what? Hang on. I'm sorry. Call back in a minute, all right? We're haunted today. It's not working right. That thing is not working right. Oh, good. Now all the lights are on. Oh, I'm thrilled.
Did you mute all?
Yeah, no.
Oops. Hey, we got a dial tone.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, now I'm going to have to kill every one of those. All right, well.
It's been a banner day technology-wise.
It has, yeah. Well, it's just something on the right side of the board. I'm not exactly sure. And, I've got all on busy. Yeah, cute. All right. Anyway. All right, we'll work on that later.
The Pope's in the country and the right's all a tizzy.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, he said, I find it encouraging that you are proposing an initiative for reducing air pollution, accepting the urgency. It seems clear to me also that climate change is a problem which can no longer be left to a future generation. Somehow I think somebody created the system and the system will be okay, but I know that's just me. On the question of immigration, as the son of an immigrant family, I'm happy to be a guest in this country, which was largely built by such families. Yes, Your Holiness, you're exactly right, except most of them followed the rules in that generation.
Yeah.
Basic difference.
I honestly don't know a single person, of course I try to keep pretty good friends around me, who's against immigration as a whole.
Right. I understand.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Follow the rules.
But the concept is
And change the rules. I think it could be a little easier to... I'd like a guest worker status, personally.
That's probably right. That probably could be done.
All for immigrants.
We'll see what happens.
All for it.
Okay. He'll speak to Congress at 8:20 this morning.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, 8:20 our time. Yeah, followed by a brief appearance on the front lawn of the White House. Well, okay, what do you think?
Oh, I just, you know, the fact that they have to sit him down and say, okay, look, don't touch him. Uh-huh. Don't shake hands with him.
Right.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah.
When he's talking, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't clap.
Yeah.
Congressmen don't do good at not saying anything.
No, you're right, they don't.
Well, actually, they don't say anything. They just say a lot of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
That's, I'm sorry, I do.
Okay, look, I fixed that all by myself.
Woo-hoo!
Outstanding. Anyway, he'll do that, and then he leaves for New York City. He'll go up there, do an evening prayer service at St. Patrick's. So the White House says it is planning for the possibility of a shutdown next Wednesday if Congress cannot agree on a budget. Josh Earnest told reporters that it was only prudent to begin such planning, a process that we have unfortunately become all too familiar with. You know, the deal is this one is a little different in that you say Planned Parenthood, and most folks who are paying attention understand exactly what that is about.
Especially now.
They can define where the lines were drawn on this and why they were drawn on this. Obamacare was a little bit more like nailing jello to the wall. I mean, it was so large that it was really hard for you to be able to say something because you go, okay, if we're not going to approve Obamacare, what kind of nationalized health care are we going to approve? And, you know, the Republicans really to this day haven't come up with a good solution to Obamacare. But if we're talking Planned Parenthood, light on, light off, switch on, switch off, I mean, that's pretty easy to understand. So maybe it's a little bit different. Ted Cruz is already on the warpath again. He has invited members of the House to come visit him so they can talk about how Mitch McConnell and John Boehner are in the process of stripping language out of the budget having to do with the funding, the unfunding of Planned Parenthood. What he is proposing is to kind of pass it in segments, pass the budget in segments, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, and put those bills up. Why wouldn't we put all 12 appropriation bills up, he had asked. They've passed the committees. Just put them out there for a vote. Have a separate vote on Planned Parenthood. Those things that don't get 60 votes, guess what? We don't spend money on them. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes, and we'll put that question to him as to why that can't happen. And as before, you know, there's no doubt that Ted Cruz is not, he does not play well with others. He's not part of the club.
No. Nope.
That is the Senate. But this is something that makes, I think, some sense. It would seem to be reasonable right there. He's not trying to burn anything down here. He's trying to put up or no votes out there so people can actually see him. Senators don't know where the little vote buttons are anyway. They haven't done that in so long. New Fox poll, Donald Trump still on top, even though he won't be on their network. Hear about that?
Yes, I did.
He's got 26%, followed by Ben Carson at 18%. Carly Fiorina is got 9%. So let's take 26 and let's add 18 to that, and that'd be 44. And then let's add that other 9 points right there. That'd be 53% between those three right there. Yeah, yeah. That'd be 53% of the voters going, we ain't happy with you, professional politicians. So we'll see. Better news for Marco Rubio in his home state. He has now passed Jeb Bush. Wow, wow.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. He's got 19.2%. Jeb Bush is just trying to find some place to put his foot every day. I mean, just, man. So, yeah, so Trump's mad about Fox tweeted, Fox News has been treating me very unfairly. I am therefore decided that I won't be doing any more Fox shows in the foreseeable future. Fox said at 11:45 today, we canceled Donald Trump's scheduled appearance on the O'Reilly Factor on Thursday, which resulted in Mr. Trump's subsequent tweet about his boycott of Fox News. The press predictably jumped to cover his tweet, creating yet another distraction from any real issues that Mr. Trump might be questioned about. When coverage doesn't go his way, he engages in personal attacks on our anchors and our hosts, which has grown stale and tiresome. He doesn't seem to grasp that candidates telling journalists what to ask is not how the media works in this country. That's from Fox.
Oh, it was interesting to see one of their takes on that as well, because he had $15 million in reserve for ad buys and hasn't used it because he didn't need to.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
And instead of spending that, all of a sudden there's a little dust up between Mr. Trump and Fox, and look at there, more coverage. I don't have to spend that $15 million
yet. Well, convenient.
They just don't get that part.
He, if nothing else, is brilliant at manipulating the media.
Yep, absolutely. And then, again, I mean, we were talking about why is the Pope getting so much, we were talking off the air why the Pope is getting so much coverage. There's just not a lot of stuff going on right now. Now, it's going to warm up, but obviously the Pope will be out of the country by that time. And, again, the other thing that we'll talk about is still maybe this coup in John, you know, for John Boehner. There's people, this will not go away. It kind of got tamped down last week, but now it's still kind of simmering in the background. As one person told The Hill, quote, "You know there's some drops of blood in the water because the sharks are starting to circle."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A spokesperson for Boehner says the speaker isn't going anywhere. Well, what would you expect her to say? Oh, gosh, you got us. You're right. He's leaving. Come on. Anyway, so we'll talk to Bill Flores in just a while.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I was thinking back the other day to a new and comparatively large shrub and ground cover bed I put in along our driveway. Much of it's in the shadows of a large red oak tree that has so deprived the turf in that area of much needed sunlight that even the St. Augustine faded away. One part of it, however, receives hot baking summer sun. What could I do? Well, as I drove home from the nursery with my new plants carefully loaded, I remember how I was thinking about planting the same ground cover in that sunny spot that I had planted in College Station when I was a teenager. That was Andora Juniper. I did landscape contracting while I was in high school. That was one of my favorite ground covers. It didn't do well for me in this part of our landscape, so I used the same ground cover I used over the rest of the bed. I'll be back with details back to our roots right after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is now totally digital, and it's available for you to see at neilsperry.com. For almost 30 years, our magazine has been recognized as being one of America's finest regional gardening magazines. Every word of it has always been written by Texas gardening experts and specifically about Texas gardening. And that hasn't changed. Same great authors writing the same kinds of great stories. Only now you can see our magazine on your computer, tablet, or phone. Anywhere you have internet service, it's there waiting for you. We've put the latest edition up for all to see at neilsperry.com. It's free, it's informative, and it's gorgeous. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now on my website. Please take a look. That's at neilsperry.com. You can also see my brand new book on my website. Purchase a copy if you're interested. Remember, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now free to see at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. The point in what I'm talking about is that we too often overlook plants of our past. We're lured by what's new and shiny, and we forget those time-proven performers. There are some current examples of hero plants that have been resurrected. Antique roses, thanks to the pioneering work of Mike Shoup of the Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham, and Dr. Bill Welch, my friend in College Station. Antique roses have found great acceptance in modern landscaping. Dr. Steve George, also with Texas A&M, has studied scores of rose varieties. He has named the most bulletproof of them all as Earthkind roses, and there are a couple of dozen of those. Vitex is another plant that has staged a real comeback. Our grandmas grew it, and now we grow it too. I guess that 50 years of Texas gardening have taught me that you need to see a plant perform for several seasons before you put your brand on it. I'm timid about trying new lawn grass varieties until I've seen them endure a drought and record low temperatures. We planted Floratam St. Augustine in the late 1970s in North Texas, and it died the first winter. We planted fescues in the 80s and 90s in my backyard, and it died from the heat every summer, and I tried it for several years. You'd think I would have learned. We ought to be using standard Nandinas. They're great 4 to 5 foot shrubs, and there are stands that are 75 years old and still growing in the same places where our ancestors put them. Same thing goes for glossy abelias and Italian jasmine. There's an heirloom plant that has not caught a rebirth in Texas landscaping. Italian jasmine, beautiful arching shrub, 5 or 6 feet tall and wide, little yellow flowers all season long. It's just a beautiful plant. Standard old-fashioned pomegranates deserve much wider attention. Gardeners often worry that using heirloom plants like these will relegate our landscapes to an old-fashioned look. I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that. Stay away from the squared-off rows of shrubs across the front of your house. Use the same shrubs instead in free-form clusters of odd numbers of plants, and they'll be beautiful. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to our buds, back to our roots. Living with Fences in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The number 14 Texas A&M football team gearing up to take on SEC foe Arkansas this weekend in Arlington. Aggies are 3-0, having outscored their opponents 138-67 so far this year. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital credits a balanced running and passing attack for the surge in scoring.
That's always been the importance of just trying to be as balanced as possible, because you know, if you can, you know, keep them guessing on if it's going to be run pass, it's definitely going to help you. You know, even last year we called a lot of run, but we ended up getting it on the perimeter a lot more. But I think that mentality has changed this year, obviously. But I think the balance of the run game and the passing attack is going to be very beneficial, especially when we enter SEC play.
On the other sideline, the Razorbacks are 1-2 and coming off a 35-24 loss at home to Texas Tech. As a fellow spread offense, Spavital was asked what he could learn from the Red Raiders' winning scheme.
The personnels between Texas Tech and Texas A&M are a little bit different. You know, Cliff has a lot of speed on the field, and, you know, you see how he tried to expose Arkansas in his certain ways. But, you know, I think you can get, they're such a base defense, you know, and they play sound. They're four down front. You know, they're going to be a quarters team. And, you know, Cliff, and you kind of go through all of the seasons, like, you know, the past few years with the same guy and just see if they've done anything different, like just to figure out how to expose somebody. Because, you know, they play sound football, they're going to be in the right spots at the right time.
We'll all find out day after tomorrow. Kickoff slated for 6 live from AT&T Stadium with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. After dipping their toes into the SEC pool each of the last two weekends, the number 4 Aggie soccer team will jump headlong into league play this weekend with a road trip to South Carolina. Coach G said this wasn't a place that the team or he'd seen yet.
Well, South Carolina are a team in form. You know, they're number 9 in the country. It's a place that we've never gone to before. We've never played in Columbia. I've never been to Stone Stadium. I've heard a lot of good things about the environment there. There'll be big crowds. I think we're gonna get everything that they can throw at us, and we've got to make sure that we are the best that we can be in the game, that we're composed, but we play like Texas A&M.
Tonight's match marks the third time in the last 4 weeks the Maroon and White have played top 20 teams on the road. Up next, the ladies have the Georgia Bulldogs on Sunday. Texas A&M women's basketball has 3 non-conference games picked up by the SEC Network. The Aggies' contest against SMU, DePaul, and Little Rock are being selected for broadcast in addition to the games that had already been chosen. Aggie women's tennis head coach Mark Weaver announced the addition of Maria Fernanda Alves, her friends call her Nanda, to the coaching staff. Alves has won 21 professional tournaments during her 17-year pro career and will serve as the Aggies' volunteer assistant coach. Two Texas high school football players who hit a referee during a game earlier this month will remain in alternative school for the rest of the year. Officials with the Northside Independent School District in San Antonio have decided senior Michael Morano and sophomore Victor Rojas will remain in alternative school for 75 days. They'll be eligible to return to their regular classes at John Jay January the 15th. In Major League Baseball, Elvis Andrus and Adrian Beltre each hit 3-run homers to support Colby Lewis's 6-strong innings as the Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 10-3. Lewis became the Rangers' first 17-game winner since 2009. Cole Bassett will take the mound for the A's, and the Rangers manager Jeff Banister said it's going to be tough to get another big game in the AL West against him.
We've got an opportunity to come out tomorrow against a very tough pitcher that has had some success, and a guy that when you look at the numbers, I mean, he has pretty good numbers. And so, feel confident that our guys are going to come out with some intensity, some energy. Opportunity to get a win on the board tomorrow and go into Houston with some momentum. So it's crucial for us to play well tomorrow.
Texas stays in Oakland for a late afternoon matinee, first pitch at 2:35. David Freese hit a go-ahead 2-run double in a 3-run eighth inning to help the Los Angeles Angels rally for a 6-5 win over the Houston Astros. The Stros have the night off to reset for the AL West leading Rangers tomorrow in Houston at 7 o'clock. Texas has a 3-game lead over Houston in the AL West. And finally, former Cowboy and last year's leading rusher, running back DeMarco Murray, has a hamstring injury, and his status for Sunday's Eagles game against the Jets in New York is considered questionable. That's according to a league source that talked to ESPN. The injury is not considered serious, the source said. Murray underwent an MRI after leaving practice yesterday with the injury. So far this season, Murray has run for just 11 yards in his first two games with the Eagles. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 power car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
It's the weather brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between Briarcrest and University, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. 92 or so for a high temperature today with winds out of the east, so shouldn't be too bad. About 70 for a low tonight. Do the same thing for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 69 will be our low, and probably have lows below 70.